Hello everyone. So I decided to be up front with you about more of my ambiamory. I've talked about it in the past, but let me give you the rest of the information needed about my ambiamorous living. It's simplistic. Let's start with monogamy, also known as monoamory. It's interchangeable for me because it simply means being with one person and nobody else. I am of marital status fluidity. Let's start with my being with a singular individual in the context of monogamy, also known as monoamory, which means the same thing in my eyes, as you already know. I am capable and able to have emotional intimacy with a person. I am capable and able to have physical intimacy with a person. I am capable and able to have unconditional intimacy with a person. I am capable and able of having aesthetic intimacy with a person. I am capable and able of having work intimacy with a person. I am capable and able to have commitment intimacy with a person. I am capable and able to have creative intimacy with a person. I am capable and able of having conflict intimacy with a person. I am capable and able of having crisis intimacy with a person. I am capable and able of having spiritual intimacy with a person. I am capable and able of having intellectual intimacy with a person. I am capable and able of having experiential intimacy with a person. I am capable and able of having circumstantial intimacy with a person. I am capable and able of having recreational intimacy with a person. I am capable and able of having financial intimacy with a person. I am capable and able of having cognitive intimacy with a person. I am capable and able of having academic intimacy with a person. I am capable and able of having sexual intimacy with a person. I'm capable and able of having romantic intimacy with a person. And I'm capable and able of having social intimacy with a person. And I'm capable and able of having interpersonal intimacy with a person. I am capable and able of having psychological intimacy with a person. I am open to all these forms of human intimacy with a person. Let's get to the second set. So that means that I am also open to polyamory and all forms of ethical non-monogamy. the best way for me to say what I'm about to say next is this. I am capable and able of emotional intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of physical intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of unconditional intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of aesthetic intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of work intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of commitment intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of creative intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of conflict intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of crisis intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of spiritual intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of intellectual intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of experiential intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of circumstantial intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of recreational intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of financial intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of psychological intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of cognitive intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of sexual intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of social intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of romantic intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of interpersonal intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of social intimacy with multiple persons. I am capable and able of academic intimacy with multiple persons. And I am capable and able of romantic intimacy with multiple persons. So when it comes to my monogamy / monoamory ability and capability, this is how my partner would feel. Antonio completely accepts me as I am. I can openly share my deepest thoughts and feelings with Antonio. Antonio cares deeply for me. Antonio would willingly help me in any way. My thoughts and feelings are understood and affirmed by Antonio. When it comes to polyamory and all forms of ethical non-monogamy, this is how my multiple partners would feel about me. Antonio completely accepts me as I am. I can openly share my deepest thoughts and feelings with Antonio. Antonio cares deeply for me. Antonio would willingly help me in any way. My thoughts and feelings are understood and affirmed by Antonio. And I must make this clear, because there are many myths about ambiamorous individuals such as I. I want to also make it clear that I am not being fickle. I'm not even straddling the fence. What I'm saying is that I'm equally exuberant and I am 100% joyful in both a one partner state and a multiple partner state. A singular party works for me just as well as a multi-party works for me. So that's what it means for me to be of ambiamory. I also need to make these points clear. My ambiamory has nothing to do with acute trauma. My ambiamory has nothing to do with complex trauma. My ambiamory has nothing to do with compound trauma. My ambiamory has nothing to do with vicarious trauma. My ambiamory has nothing to do with secondary trauma. My ambiamory has nothing to do with psychological trauma. My ambiamory has nothing to do with rape trauma syndrome. My ambiamory has nothing to do with domestic violence trauma. My ambiamory has nothing to do with organized crime trauma. My ambiamory has nothing to do with the dysfunctional family, dysfunctional household traumas. My ambiamory has nothing to do with the racism trauma. My ambiamory has nothing to do with the ableism trauma. My ambiamory has nothing to do with the queerphobia trauma. My ambiamory has nothing to do with the traumas that come along with being an extraordinary genius polymath. So I need to make that clear in a nutshell, that post-traumatic stress has nothing to do with my ambiamory at all. I'll also state this, that I'm not a cheater by nature. I'm also not the one to cheat with by nature. I am so far removed from the infidelity of the past. I'm a person that values fidelity, loyalty, commitment by nature. So, by nature, I am not a sexually self-destructive behavioral individual. By nature, I'm not a sexually repressed, suppressed individual. And by nature, I don't put myself or anybody in situations where unwanted humans and unwanted human reproduction system moment of conceptions become available. So, for me, my ambiamory also shows me that I am not afraid of commitment. I'm not afraid of having one partner to date, to sleep with, and to be a fidelity to the rest of my life. Also, I'm not having multiple partners out of chronic stress like I did in the past. Now, it would be because I have chronic joyfulness in my heart. So, it is possible to have multiple partners for all the right reasons, like me, instead of all the wrong reasons like I was doing back then because of how I was raised. And if I do have a partner, it's not because of religion, it's not because of society, it's not because of traditionalists. It would be because of I allow life to work out the logistics of my dating and sex and being with a person for the rest of my life. You know, I don't try to control every part of my life because I can't. Some things I just let life sort out the details for me. What is meant and what is felt and what is thought and what is said and what is done. That's how I am in reference to what makes me me. And this is a very short episode indeed. And I've also had to, I think I'm going to say more. Because I think there does need to be more information. What makes my ambiamory awesome? I'll tell you. So, I'll quickly go through this. This is TimeEye.com. Okay. So it says, terminology. A word stems from the Latin prefix ambo, which stands for both. According to the Urban Dictionary website, ambiamorous meaning is noting or relating to ambiamory, the state or practice of being comfortable both monogamous and polyamorous reciprocal relationships. So you already know, I've said that. I just said it in different other ways. You know, like a synonym of a word. Same meaning, just different ways of repetition. Then it says, it is important to note that ambiamory should not be confused with other similar terms. For example, people who are ambiamorous create long-term committed relationships with one partner. They may also have a great match and value partnerships with multiple partners. So that's self-explanatory in reference to me. Next, it says, despite the limited resources on ambiamory, most people link it with being able to be happy in either relationship depending on the situation. You know, that's me. Ambiamory may involve sexual, platonic, romantic, queer, platonic, or any other aspect relevant to monogamy as well as polygamy. I'm open to all these realities. It could also represent other forms of attractions which can all be grouped under one category. That's how I live my life. It says, the history. Many people say they can be happy in either polyamorous or monoamorous bonds depending on the situation. I've already made that crystal clear about myself. Although the exact date and origin of the term are unknown, the fact of the matter remains that in 2016, a survey of single adults in the United States, nearly 1 in 5 had been in a consensually non-monogamous relationship. That helps me to heal the past even more, that I can enjoy full consent instead of feel like I didn't completely consent back then. It says, Justin Lay Miller, social psychologist and research fellow at the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, Reproduction in Bloomington, Indiana, says, something else we've seen in the last decade is that Google searches for the terms polyamory and open relationship have increased, which demonstrates that there's more interest in this topic. So yes, I'm open to all forms of ethical non-monogamy, like I said. I'm also open to ethical monogamy, like I've said too. And basically with the pronouns, they go by this, we go by the same pronouns everybody else goes by. You know, male pronouns, female pronouns, gender neutral pronouns, gender specific pronouns. No difference on the pronouns part. Wow, the ambiguous flag is, I see red, blue, light blue, light, I mean black with the A in cursive, that's white in the center, and those are the colors I'm seeing. It's always important to remember not to assume people's pronouns based on their relationship status, sexual orientation, gender expression, or presentation. Remember to share your pronouns in communication and ask the person about the pronouns they prefer using. Simple. Be respectful. Be polite. Be thoughtful. Be mindful. Next, it says, how to know if you are ambiamorous. If you feel the term best describes your approach to dating, then go ahead and use it. I've been doing that recently. Next, it says, ambiamorous folks are happy in both monoamorous, polyamorous dating, as any of these relationships suit them fine. That's one of my forms of my own uniqueness. They enjoy both depending on the situation they are in. That makes me smile about me. If you feel the label fits you and your identity best, you may be an ambiamorous person if you're equally happy being with partners in a mono or amorous or polyamorous relationship. I keep smiling even more. You may also be an ambiamorous individual if you have no preference for either one. I don't have a preference. I just desire the high quality heartedness that's available for me. That's life's decision. Remember that your experience and orientation are yours alone. Nobody can tell you how to feel and whom to be attracted to. I appreciate that so much. Okay. I know there's a lot more to be said. I'll share something new. Ambiamory is not a type of relationship, rather a specific feeling one may have towards relationships. In the case of having multiple partners, consent from all individuals involved is required. In the case of having one partner, the consent from the two individuals involved is required as well. Everyone has to be aware that their partners are their partners. They also have to express that they're okay with it. Otherwise, it's simply cheating. And if it's monoamory, the two partners involved have to be okay with that. Otherwise, it's simply bondage if you're unhappy with the monogamous arrangement. Oh, in the case of altruists, okay, ooh, this is important. Ambiamory can be used as a prefix for other forms of attraction. For example, in the case of queer platonic attraction, ambiamorous may be switched with be queer platonic. In the case of alterous attraction, the term ambiamorous may be switched with ambialterous. However, these forms for attraction can be grouped into ambiamory. Alternative terms, simply exist for those who don't feel the amorous prefix properly fits their relationship type, so we have to be mindful of language sensitivity. Because what you may describe for yourself, other people go, nah, don't fit me. Not everybody likes to be spoken for. Most people like to speak for themselves. It says ambi comes from the prefix ambo, which means both in Latin. I just wanted to say that again, because sometimes things go over certain people's heads, not everybody's. So you have to rewind it back till people go, oh, okay, I fully get it now. So, okay, here's the history. Ambiamorous was coined sometime before May 11, 2016 by a polyamorous friend of Tumblr user The Morcat described their fluid relationship style. It was independently coined again on April 17, 2017 by Polyland writer Paige Turner. The term was proposed in response to controversy that monogamy and polyamory were two ends of a spectrum that did not interact. The term omniamorous existed before, at least since 2011, in polyamory circles and forums describing the same or similar situation. Well, I may be omniamorous. I just learned something new about myself for y'all to hear. Wow. Then it says the primary ambiamorous flag was coined by Mod AP of Tumblr blog Beyond Mall Guy Pride flags April 4, 2019. The colors come from a redesign of the polyamorous flag with white alluding monogamy. The flag uses the Greek letter alpha because both start with A, resembling the monogamous polyamorous designs. The second flag was coined by an unknown. The third ambiamorous flag was coined by Tumblr user Sleepy Gender on March 9, 2020 and holds no confirmed meaning. This is... So for me, in regards to the reality of my being an ambiamorous person, I come to the conclusion that that's the last reason why I am better off being permanently single, permanently child-free, permanently pet-free, and permanently living alone. Because in the world of monogamy / family person life, people want to settle down with a person that has no interest in being with other people, nor the ability to be with other people. As you know, in a singular relationship, I'm not looking elsewhere or desirous of anyone else. But in terms of when a person wants to be tied down or just with one person in general, they may be discomforted by their partner having the ability to enjoy other partners, even though they like that their partner can just enjoy them as well. They don't like those two abilities wrapped up in one person. An extra reason why I'm better off being permanently single, permanently child-free, permanently pet-free, and permanently living alone is that when it comes to my being heteroflexible, mostly being straight is discomforting for a person who wants to know, okay, you're only attracted to one gender. But because I'm not just attracted to one gender, that's off-putting for people that want to settle down. And even off-putting for those that want their partner to only have a single attractability, biologically speaking. An extra reason why I'm better off being permanently single, permanently child-free, permanently pet-free, and permanently living alone is that I'm cisgender flexible. When you're cisgender flexible, people that want to settle down with you and people that just want you to be a certain way, both meaning we want you to be just a man and that's it. My gender fluidity would throw them off, just like my sexual fluidity would throw them off. And many people would say, well, there are other people within the gender and sexual diversity spectrum that would gladly be a family person with you and settle down with you and just be with you and nobody else. They wouldn't care about your orientations of your sexual orientation or gender identity or even your biological state of ambiamory. My response to that is I am ecstatic about that, and I'm already aware of that, respectfully speaking. However, because and I really do appreciate that, and I really do. However, I come to recognize that because of my being booked every day as a part of my manual labor, that is why it's best, for the last reason and last time I say, that I'll be permanently single, permanently child-free, permanently pet-free, and permanently living alone. Now, you fully understand why ethical non-monogamy best complements my time slots.